The cake was cut, the champagne chilled, and the invitation sent to open a new symbol of Canada-U.S. relations on Friday. But the Gordie Howe Bridge ribbon cutting has been canceled at the last second. Canada and the United States have agreed to delay the opening of the bridge, taking the necessary time to resolve any outstanding issues, the Windsor-Detroit Bridge Authority said. What issues Canada has isn't clear, but U.S. President Donald Trump has made his objections known, saying in February he wouldn't give needed permits until the United States is fully compensated for everything we've given them. The White House told Global News the president hasn't changed his position on the bridge, now putting its opening at the center of trade talks.
I do know Canadians don't have much of a sense of humor, so I'm already in trouble.
U.S. Ambassador to Canada Pete Hoekstra again brushing off Trump's Canada bashing and insults.
You maybe don't like the way the president says it, but take it in the tone of what he's saying is, we're open to offers. Make your case.
Offers the president didn't seem too open to previously.
Hey, we don't need anything that Canada has.
But the ambassador has found at least one thing he wants from Canada.
Guess what? We need potash. Okay? And potash may not be the greatest example because there's not lots of other places that you can get it.
Agriculture, critical minerals, steel, autos, aluminum, some of the many issues at play. But the Canadian minister in charge says negotiations are moving forward.
Well over in the double digits of precise things that the Americans had asked us to address that we have addressed.
Dominic LeBlanc has no date for when a final trade deal could be reached or when the Gordie Howe Bridge might actually open.